We are doing Netivot Shalom, and we are concluding the section we were learning on Parashat Vayera. V'yesh leveo b'od ofen umro al na tavo ma'al avdecha. And we could explain in a different way what Avram said to Hashem when he said, please do not pass from upon your servant. Al derech ma'amar ha-katuv, achat sha'alti me'et Hashem ota avakesh yivti v'et Hashem kol yimei chayai. Going with the concept that the verse taught us, that David HaMelech says, there's one thing I request of God, and that is to be in the presence of God's home throughout the days of my life. Avraham Avinu, la'achar shemal et atzmo, v'igea l'madriga ha'gvaa biyoter, shel hitalech lefanai ve'yei tamim. Avraham Avinu, after he circumcised, and he attained the level, the greatest level, of walking before God and being whole. Bikesh ma'ashem yitbarach, what he asked of God was, Al na ta'avo me'al avdecha, please do not pass from upon me. Shashem yitbarach yishaer tamid liyot imo, that God should always remain and be with him. Bechinat shivti bevet Hashem kol yimei chayai. Going with the concept of, let me sit in the house of Hashem throughout the days of my life. Ukmo shebi'anu hakavana baze. And as we've explained, that the intention in this verse is, Shabayit shelo, that his home, Yiye bet Hashem, will be a house of Hashem. Umitoch kach yiye yoshev tamid bevet Hashem. And so it'll be that he's always in the house of Hashem, that his house should be the house of Hashem. Uchelshon hazohar hakadosh, meaning we read the verse, we understand that David HaMelech was saying, let me always be at the temple. Let me be like those people who live by the Kotel. No, says the Rabbi Mislonim. David HaMelech was saying, let my house be a house of Hashem. And then I will always be dwelling in the house of Hashem. And like the Zohar, the Holy Zohar says, Mandiyati v'malka, he who sits with the king, kol madebai sha'il v'yayivle, whatever he wants, he asks, and is granted. Uperashnu baze, and we explained with this, shabakasha yichida sheyesh levakesh be'et kazot, that the only request that one can ask if he's sitting in the presence of the king, at that time, what can he ask for? So what's there left to ask if you're sitting in the presence of the king? The only request that's left, he, Hagufa, what request can you ask? You can ask that, Sheyeta midyati vimalaka, that you should always have the right to sit with the king. Achat shalti, I have one request, and that is, Shifti bevet Hashem kol yimei chayai, that I should always be in your presence. Ve'adata lo haya Avraham Avinu yachol la'iz levakesh zot, and until this point, Avraham Avinu couldn't be brazen enough to ask this. Rakata, only now, Mishegia la madriga ha'elyona, that he attained the elevated stature of Hitalech lefanai ve'yetamim, walk before me and be whole. Betachlit ha'shlemut shetitachen, in the essence of wholeness that is possible. Shebechach otmim again Avraham, that God tells Avraham, we will seal the blessings with you. Hashem says, I am the protector of Avraham, I am the shield of Avraham. Once he attains that level, as bikesh, then he asked, Hashem, please, al na ta'avo me'al avdecha, please do not pass from upon me. Keshem shebat elai ka'et kach, just as you've come to me at this time, so tisha'er v'tiyei mitamid, you should remain and be with me forever. Ve'koach zeh shrish Avraham Avinu ba'am Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu implanted this strength in the Jewish people at midat ahava, the trait of love, ahavat Hashem ve'avat abriyot, the love of God and the love of God's creations, the love of humanity. Shafiru sheino yodeh klal mihem ha'ochim, that even though he doesn't know who these guests are at all, rak shem mibanav shel makom, but when he sees these Arabs, what does he see? They're sons of the Creator. Harei hu ohev otam, he loves them. V'zeh me'orer rachamim v'chasadim, and this arouses mercy and kindness from above. So the Rebbe said like this, Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, I want to do what's good in your eyes. I know that you want me to go and take in these guests. So when I'm doing this, the midah va'ava, I'm doing what you want. We said last time that the essence of the tzaddik is that he wants to do hayitav b'inei Hashem, what's good in the eyes of Hashem. So that's what Avraham Avinu does. He says, you're talking to Hashem, let me go, and please don't pass from upon me. I'm left with a question. It seems to me, although the Rebbe doesn't close the circle, but it seems to me that Avraham did not get his request. Avraham is and a state where he's connected to Hashem in midat ahavat Hashem. And the tenth test, the Rebbe said earlier in this section, was that Hashem brought him to yirat Hashem. He was back to square one, and from that point, he had to stand up to the test of the Akedah. So it would seem to me, if I understand correctly, that what he's saying is that Avraham Avinu begins the parsha by saying, Al na tavo, please don't pass. I've made it to a certain high. Sometimes a person attains a certain high spiritually. And Avraham Avinu says, Shivtiv vet Hashem, now that I'm so close to you, Hashem, all I'm asking is to stay here. And the test in the end of the parsha was, when Avram does not get that request, when he's knocked down all the notches that he's attained in the last 100 years, now he's given the test of the Akedah, does he stand up to it? But did he get this request or not? It seems to me that if we go back to what he said earlier, it seems he did not. He did not get this request. Part of the 10th test was not getting that request. Shabbat Shalom.